Gracious and Heavenly Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for the time in your presence. Thank you, Lord God, for the time that we have here today with you. Father, we bless you. We magnify your name. We honor you. In the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, Father. Hey, babasito shananamasiti kandadeosha. Lord God, I thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God, I praise you. I lift you up. I magnify your name. I give you all glory. Father, you are worthy of all praise. And Lord God, we come against it now. We come against every struggle and stronghold right now by the authority of Jesus Christ. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Father God, I come against every demonic force on the airwaves right now. Father, I come against every spirit that's trying to destroy what you have ordained and what you have called. God, I plead the blood of Jesus right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over everything, Father, that's trying to hinder the move of the Spirit. I come against the struggles and the strongholds that the enemy have put in place, God, to try to tear down and to shackle down the movement of what your kingdom is trying to do. Father God, I thank you right now that, Lord God, your blood still prevails. You are still in the midst of us. You have not lost a case, nor have you lost a battle. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come before you boldly, Father. I come before you, Father, as your peace, your servant. I come before you, Lord God, on behalf of your people. And Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we open up our arms that you may touch us once again. We open up our arms, God, that you will be able to come inside our hearts and begin to bless us right now. Bless us with your presence, Father. For Father God, we know, God, that when your presence is, God, there is liberty. There is deliverance. There is strength, Father. And Lord God, we need your presence. We need the very essence of you right now in our veins. We need the very breath of you, God, on the back of our neck. We need to know, God, that you are still alive with us. And Lord God, you have never left us, nor have you forsaken us. So Father God, we just come and we avail ourselves to you and we welcome you, Father. We welcome you right now in the name of Jesus. We welcome you in our hearts right now. God, come in, make room and make ready. Lord God, Father, move by your Spirit. Move, God, in a magnificent way, God. Move, God, however you need to move. Move, God. Move, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hey, Father God, I thank you. I thank you this morning. I thank you for what you are doing. I thank you, God, that you are in the midst of us. I thank you, Father. Father, we send up a worship unto you. We send a hallelujah unto you. We will raise a hallelujah, God, in the presence of our enemy, and we will declare and decree that you are the Lord and you are our Savior. Lord God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus. We thank you for the crucified one. We thank you, Father, for the lamb without blemish, the lamb without any type of mark, the lamb of Jesus, the pure and worthy lamb. And we thank you, Father, that he has died on the cross, that we may live, God, and we may be free. So, Father God, for that alone, we celebrate you. We magnify your name. We lift up our hands and we give you praise. Oh, glory, Shabbala Seche. This is the day, God, that you have made. And Father God, we shall rejoice. We shall be glad in it. Father, we speak victory on today. We speak healing on today. We speak deliverance on today. Whatever the plot and plan that the enemy has decided to do to entrap us and to keep us away from the promises and the blessings that you have ordained, we stand in faith covenant agreement right now. And we decree and declare, and we plead the blood of Jesus over our lives. And we decree and declare that no weapon, Malabosha, even though it may be formed, but God, no weapon that is formed against your people, that is decreated against your people, it shall not prosper. Lord God, we thank you that, God, we shall overcome. We shall be victorious. We shall walk in that place that you have ordained for us. We shall walk into the blessings that you have spoken of on your word. Father God, we shall walk in our new promised land in this time, the place of peace, the place of deliverance, the place of healing, that place of restoration. Father, we claim that promised land right now, that Lord God, the cluster of grapes are coming to our doorstep. The cluster of grape are coming into our bank accounts. The cluster of grape, Father, are coming into our spirit, that God, we shall be healed, we shall be delivered, and Father God, we shall be set free. So Father God, as your manservant, as your priest, as your apostle, Father, I stand right now declaring and decreeing over the people of God, over the sons and daughter of God that has decided to connect up with you, that have come in a supernatural covenant with you, and they have made you their Lord, they have made you their King, they have made you their Savior, they have made you their life, God. Father God, we thank you that you will not disappoint us, but God, you lead us and guide us into those places, Father, where we have green pastures, where we are at peace, that you lead us past the shadow and the valley and the shadows of death. But Lord God, you shall be our comforter. You shall be our pillar by day and our cloud by night, or whichever the way may be, Father. You shall be all that for us. And Lord God, we come humbly before you right now. Lord God, if there's any sin, if there's any distance between us, if there is any wedge or any mountain, God, that is seen, we command by the authority of Jesus Christ that it be removed right now. We command right now that any hindrance that is in our hearts, any unforgiveness, any place, God, where we have fear, any place, God, that we have doubt, Lord God, you have not given us the spirit of fear, but my God, you have given us love, power, and a sound mind. And Lord God, Father, we thank you. We glorify your name and give you honor and praise. We thank you, Father, that you are in the midst of all of us. We thank you, Father, right now, God, that you have been made as an example to us, God. You have sent your Son Christ to walk in the paths that we could not walk in, to give us the example of holiness that we should never achieve our own. But Lord God, we needed an example. We needed a man to go for us. We needed a forerunner. We needed a trailblazer. And Christ was our trailblazer. And Lord God, I thank you. I thank you, Father, that his blood, when it was shed, that it was the remission for our sins. When his body was bruised on the cross, God, it released a healing like never before. So Father God, right now, for those that are sick and in need of a healing, for those that are falling down by the wayside, lift them up, Jesus. Lift them up by their hand. Lift them up, God. Go and search out for them now. See them in their sin. See them in their iniquity and save their soul, God. Give them grace and mercy, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give them, Father, the peace and the joy of your salvation. Thank you, Father God, for restoring them again. Lord God, we know that there is not any lost cases. Hey, Boshandidebashi, Hokomonashi, Nanamasi, Oshanabasi, Fanabosi, Candidebeshati. Father God, we speak a power like never before. We come against every struggle and stronghold. I thank you, God. I thank you, God, that you have allowed us to be victorious. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we cast down every vain imagination. We cast down every high thing that presented itself above the knowledge of God. And Lord God, we destroy this attempt right now. We come against every vain, every demonic attack, every demonic illness. Oh, Father God, we feel the hand of the enemy trying to stretch forth. But Lord God, you crush the hand right now, that it will not touch your people. It will not touch their children. It will not touch their finances. It will not touch their dreams. It will not touch their blessings. But Lord Shad, if you have given it to them, God, then it shall surely come to pass. I speak with the oil of anointing falling fresh on my head, that Lord God, that it shall come to pass. Father God, I see the camels coming, God. I see the cloud and the drops of rain, Father. We see the clusters of the blessings that's coming forth. Lord God, even in the midst of this virus, Lord, you said in your name that if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and then when you hear a voice from heaven like a sound, God, you will hear them and they will heal the land, Father. Father, I may be out quoting the scripture, but I feel a move of God that is about to take place in this nation. Lord God, anytime there is any type of calamity, anytime there is type of downtroddenness, anytime that there is any affirmity, any type of chaotic situation, a chaotic moment, all it does, God, is give you the room and the opportunity to move. It gives you the room and the opportunity to get your glory. So, Father God, we stand back and we allow you to get the glory, Father. Heal this land. Father, we come against the spirit of COVID-19. Yes, God, it's a spirit. It's a demonic attack, Father. We come against it now in the name of Jesus. For God, we speak, God, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Christ is Lord. He is the Lord over healing. He is the Lord over deliverance. He is the Lord. He's the victor. He's the victory maker. He's the burden bearer. He's the heavy load carrier. And Lord God, even this disease has to bow down to Christ. I plead the blood of Jesus over the name of COVID-19, that it shall be destroyed, that it shall be dried up and go back to the pits of hell from which it came. That Lord God, we shall not go back to what we have as usual, but Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we shall walk in a new dispensation, for you have given us a new wineskin right now. This is the wineskin, God, that you have ordained, a people that know that the time is short and the time is to come, and that your glory still needs to be glorified and magnified. Father, let us be that people. Let's usher in a new revelation right now. Let's usher in a new revival of your spirit. Father, we call those to be saved right now. We call them to be healed right now. We call them to be delivered right now. In the name of Jesus, you are drawing men's attention back to you. You are drawing them back to places of prayer. Even the church, God, as it has been disbanded from meeting in a home. Father God, give us what we need that we may be able to spread the love and the gospel of Jesus Christ right now in our own living rooms, right now in our own prayer closet, right now, Father, in the midst of our family. Let them see Jesus. Let them see Jesus through us. Let us be the witness, Father, that you send out to them now, that in the midst of every strong and trial situation, every midst of every struggle and stronghold, that God, there is hope. There is hope, God. There is hope, God, and there is love. There is a way out, and that is your Son. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for healing, God. We thank you for deliverance. And Lord God, as we begin to move throughout this day, I come against every demonic force that tries to set up traps and snares. We claim the victory right now. We claim the victory right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood now. I plead the blood now. I let the blood fall fresh through us. I plead the blood now over us, over our lives and over our families and over those, over those, God, that we are in contact with. I plead the blood over them now. Oh, Father, don't give up on them. But Lord God, we call them to salvation. Those wayward members right now that are out lost, just lost, wandering to and fro, maybe on some type of drug or maybe on some type of in some type of sin. We call them back home to you right now. We call them back into the church, and not the building as usual, but to the body of Christ. That Lord God, they will walk into their calling. They will walk into the anointing that you dispense for them. For God, you said in your word that in these last days, that Lord God, you are going to pour out your spirit upon all flesh, God, that even your sons and your devils and your daughters shall pacify, that the men shall dream dreams, God, and they shall see visions, Father. These days are coming to pass right now. And Father God, I thank you. I thank you, God, that your word still remains strong, that your word still remains firm, that God, you're moving by your spirit. And Lord God, right now, I pray, Father, right now, that those, God, that are not in their place where they need to be, shift their minds, God, shift their soul, God. Bring them back, God. Quicken them right now. We quicken those that are in the hospital rooms right now. We send supernatural healing, Father, right now, in every hospital, in every nation. For God, even though the doctors may have signed a death notice, but Lord God, you says, come up out of your bed. Rise up and walk. Rise up, God, from that bed of affliction. Rise up from that bed of devastation. Rise up from the bed of depression. Rise up from the bed, God, where the enemy has tried to sift you like wheat, but stand up and see the salvation of God. We command right now that our strength be in our faith, God. Strengthen those, God. Bless those, God, that have not seen, God. Bless their unbelief right now in the name of Jesus. For God, the just shall move by faith. And Father God, His faith is what we have, and faith forevermore. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, though God, with even a mustard see the faith, you can do a greater work, God. And Father God, I thank you that the greater work is being taken place right now inside of men's hearts, God, that you are changing and shifting their hearts to be soft to hear the voice of you, that we are shifted and yielded right now. Humble us, God, oh God, from the mighty hands of God, that we shall be exalted in due time, and not, God, exalted, Father, for any type of position, but Lord God, that we shall rise up in you, that we shall be the priests and the sons and daughters that you have called in this day. Lord God, I thank you. I thank you, Father, that God, even amidst the Father, every situation, that Lord God, your hand is still upon us. It is still moving over this nation. And I thank you, Father, that every climatic situation right now, you get the victory and the glory. Father God, you're not too big and you're not too busy to come and see about us. But Lord God, you already know where we are every given time. And God, even right now, where our kids are going back to school into this midst of this disease, and even though, God, we may be uncertain, Father God, in the name of Jesus, keep your hands of protection upon them, God. I plead the blood of Jesus right now, that they shall not be sick, that they shall not die, but Lord God, anoint them even the more, because God, just like you anointed, just like they anointed the lambs, God, that will protect them from every type of sickness and disease, that even if they got a cut, God, it shall be healed. That Lord God, even they got into the thicket, Father, that they will be able to slip out, God. God, send the oil of anointing upon our children, upon our babies, God. Then Lord, Hashandia, Father God, the people don't know what to do, but Lord God, we know you, God, and we know, God, that you know the end and the beginning. For God, you are the end and the beginning. And Lord God, we ask that right now, God, that even in the midst of these decisions, that Lord God, that we're able able to protect our families. Let your hand be upon them right now. And those that can't keep them home, God, I pray a supernatural cloud be upon them, a supernatural aura be around them, that even when the disease tries to come to them, that Lord God, it backs up from them, because they are your royal priesthood. They are your anointed. We declare and decree, and we put them unto you. We lift them up unto you, God, that is your creation, Father. Touch not thine anointed, and do thy prophets no harm. And Lord God, we just thank you. We thank you that, Father, even though we don't know the way, Father, thank you for the discerning in our spirits that it'll allow us to shift, lead, and move and guide, that we will walk in kingdom mandates, that we will walk and make kingdom decisions. And Lord God, thank you for the discernment right now. Sharpen up the very essence of our spirit. Sharpen up the very essence of our soul in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, I thank you. I thank you that you are moving by your power. You are moving by your grace. You are moving by your spirit in the name of Jesus. Oh God, and Father, right now, there has been one, God, that has asked for healing in their body. God, deliver them right now. Whatever the sickness is, we stand in faith covenant agreement right now. Let your balm of Gilead fall fresh upon them. Father, from the top of their heads to the very soles of their feet, I command right now, I speak healing upon them now. In the name of Jesus, I stand right now in faith covenant agreement that the doctors did not even have a report. They don't even know what has been shifted right now. But from the very sinew of everything comes out, God, that the anointing, God, the blood, God, the blood that was poured out, the blood that was poured out of the body of Christ, the blood that streamed down, Father, the streaming blood of Jesus that went to every nation and every sickness and every disease. We call upon that blood right now. Let it fall fresh down from heaven and let it heal the disease. Let it heal the sickness, Father. And even in that sickness, Father, strengthen them even the more. Give them the energy, Father. Let them be strengthened, Father. Blow a fresh breath of wind in them right now. Blow life into them right now. In the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we speak peace. Speak peace right now. Speak peace in the family members' homes. We speak peace right now. And Lord God, one specifically, we lift our brother Dwight Bolden. Father God, you know his need. You know what he's facing right now. Keep your hand upon him now. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Father, that you keep him in your hand. Let your anointing fall upon him, God. Let your covering be over him, Father. Keep him, God, in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. And Father God, we come right now, and Father God, I speak to his mind. I speak to the very essence of his soul. Whatever the enemy is trying to be to grasp or wrestle with him on, Father God, let him get the victory. Let him get control over it now, and let him, God, begin to see the facade of the enemy. And Lord God, let him go to your word and get truth and strength by reading your word. And Father, whatever is going on in that household, give him the authority and the anointing to stand up and decree and declare that everything shall come back in order according to your word. Give him, Father, the ability to stand firm, to stand strengthened, to stand up and decree and declare a thing and command that the hands of the enemy be removed off of his family, removed off his household. Let him stand in the place of peace in the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. And Father God, you have given us, God, opportunities, God. You have given us wealth, God. And Lord God, we thank you that the grants and the provision shall come for those that are going to school. Lord God, even in this time, Father God, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed beg for bread. And Lord God, God, just as you have done it before, Father, you can do it again. Father, we speak that grants be popped up right now to all those in the medical field or any field for that matter that desire to get an education. Father, we speak that the educational system right now now the funds and the resources are turned over, God, that the wealth of the wicked, that whatever was been held for the wicked, it shall be laid up for the righteous. And Lord God, I speak right now that there shall be a specific grant that shall identify itself. Father God, just like the word said, when they were looking for the axe head and they commanded to float, it shall float up to the top, that it shall be retrieved. Father God, I speak that a grant floats up to the top, God, for Keisha can be able to sign and get it, and it will give her a full pay, full release, without nothing coming out of her bank account. But Lord God, it shall be that which shall bless her and allow her to be moved in you, for she does it for the kingdom. Father God, we increase for the kingdom mandate, that you may be glorified. And so, Father, just like that axe head, I, as your prophet, I command that that thing float up to the top, float up to the top on the internet, the sea of the wave of the internet, and let it be seen right now that she'll be able to apply in the proper time with the proper information, and it shall surely come to pass by the authority of Jesus Christ. And Father, give clarity right now, give direction right now over the lives of your people. Father God, let the purpose be made known right now. Let the calling and the election be made sure, that every part of their life, God, is wrapped around your purpose, is wrapped around your calling. So I speak that also in the spiritual sense as well as the financial sense. But Lord God, raise up kingdom businesses right now. Let it be for your glory, God, that Father God, that that thing shall be able to support the kingdom, that it shall be able to go forth in the kingdom, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for kingdom business, God. Thank you for ideas, God. Thank you, Father, that we'll be able to give our businesses over to you for the glory of you, God, that it shall be increased right now. Father, you have given us the ability within our hands to gain wealth. But Lord God, give us the wisdom, God, that Lord God will know how to be good stewards over the things that you have given us. So Father God, as these business ideas are coming to your people, I command right now, by the authority of Jesus Christ, that Lord God, all the wealth, God, shall come forth for every kingdom business-minded idea, that it shall not fail, it shall not go down. But God, we shall see increase by the authority of Jesus Christ. We speak it to be done so by the authority of Jesus Christ. We speak kingdom entrepreneurs and kingdom CEOs to be manifested now, that we don't work for nobody but the kingdom of God. And all the resources are for the kingdom of God. But God, even in that, you shall supply all of our needs according to your riches and to your glory. I speak it to come to pass now. Kingdom-minded people doing kingdom-minded things, having kingdom-minded mindsets, walking and being men in business where there is integrity, that where the word stands, it shall come to pass. And it shall meet the need of the church. It shall be a resource that will push the body of Christ even forward in the name of Jesus. And Father God, every relationship, I speak right now, plead the blood over every relationship with every husband and every wife. Father God, you strengthen that bindness, that we strengthen that tie that binds, Father. A trifold cord is not easily broken, Father. So Father God, I command right now that you wrap your love around them. Wrap your blood around every man and woman that is in a marriage relationship. Father, we speak right now that, Father, whatever you have joined together, let no man pull asunder. So, Father God, every agreement, every argument that tries to draw a wedge between your husband and wives, we command it to be resolved. Father God, let our hearts be softened that we may be able to forgive, that we may see them as your creation. That we may see them, Father, even though we may have arguments and there may be strife and there may be different things. But Lord God, you ordained marriage. And Father God, when a man findeth a wife, he obtaineth favor of the Lord, and he findeth a good thing. And Lord God, I speak to every man and every spirit and every heart that is married. I command them to rise up and be the priest of their home. I command them to be submitted unto Christ, so that they may be submitted to their wives and their wives may be submitted unto them as unto the Lord. That Father God, that they'll be able to lead and guide their family according to your word, that shall not go astray, that the enemy will not devour their children and devour his seed, But Father God, that he will stand firm, decree and declare and prophesy over his family and begin to charter the direction according to your word to where they should go and where they should be. And just, Father, as you said in Psalms, man, Psalms 1, blessed is the man that walketh, God, that meditates on the word of God day and night, that walketh with you, that seeks in the place of those that are righteous and seek wise counsel. Bless them. Bless them, Father. We command the husband to rise up. Any addiction, any stronghold, any demonic force that's trying to tear them away or destroy them, everything that's done in the dark, Father, we bring it to the light and we command it to be removed. Erase it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Pull it out, pluck it out right now. That God, that they'll be able to be the strong men and women of God that you have ordained. And Father, I speak to the wife, God, strengthen her mind, her soul, and her spirit. Let her know that she's precious and she's valued. That Father God, she is the nurturer of the family, God. And Father God, strengthen her, heal her body from the top of her head to the soles of her foot. Father God, heal her heart, God, any indiscretion, any misunderstanding, any place where the heart has become heavy. Father, allow them to release it, Father, and to clarify and to come forth so that the enemy does not get any room, Father. But God, bind them closer together. And Father, that she shall be the comforting. She shall be the nurturer. And Lord God, that you have an important and a special place even for her, that she's just as important, God. Matter of fact, she is the virtuous woman of the house. She is the queen of that particular castle. She is the CEO of the home. And Lord God, God, we thank you for those virtuous women, God, that begin to make things ready for their family. Bless them even the more. Meet their even needs, Father. Allow them to be able to speak the word of God over their children. Speak the word of God on their husband, Father. Speak life into them, God. Give them their assignment. Give them their glory. Give them their ministry. In the name of Jesus, I speak it to be done. By the authority of Jesus Christ and every relationship, Father, that we have. Father, let brotherly love continue between thee and us, God. That, Lord, there'll be peace between the brethren. Father, there should not be strife, but Lord God, we speak peace now. How good it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. And Father, we speak that there's no churches against another church. There's no mothers against fathers and children against their parents. But Lord God, that we conducively work and collide together just as the body of Christ is intended, that we shall move forward, God, in the grace and the blessings of you in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, forever your assignment is for RTRMI, Father, we speak that we shall have our own, God, in this time. That Lord God, you shall bless. I speak it and see it and feel it in my spirit. That Lord God, we won't even have to really search for it hard, God. That it shall be presented. It shall pop up just like that axe head to us. And Father, it will make ministry easy in that capacity. So Father God, you do what you have. Whatever you have, see fit for this ministry. We command it to be so now. We thank you in advance right now. We thank you in advance for the place of dwelling. We thank you in advance where we'll be able to have the homeless shelters. We thank you in advance for the food bank. We thank you in advance for the blessings. We thank you in advance for the financial seminars. We thank you in advance for whatever our ministry shall do. We thank you for the homeless initiative right now that we'll be able to do and do these things. And Lord God, you will add to the church as such as needed. But Lord God, if you have such a great calling for us and you have called us to do these things, Father, we trust and know that you shall provide. You shall make room. You shall make ready. So, Father, we speak it to come to pass quick, fast, and in a hurry. It has already been prophesied, Father. We just stand in faith, covenant agreement, and we shall await to see that it shall be done. That, Father, we'll have our own network, that we'll have our own equipment to do the kingdom assignment that you have ordained for us. Each and every one of us, not only individually, but also collectively, that we'll be able to spread and preach and teach the gospel to those that are looking for hope, that are looking for salvation, that are looking for a way out. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you that you are moving by your spirit. You are moving by your spirit over this nation. You are moving by your spirit over this land. That you are moving by your spirit right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, for that we give you honor. We praise you, God. We magnify your name. We don't be se shandidi be soko shandidi be si. Unanamase shetidabu reba sakashidiyana. We give you glory. We give you praise. You alone are worthy, God. You alone are worthy, Father. And Father God, we release these things into the atmosphere of your world. We release these things in between you And Lord, right now, we just worship you. Oh, we worship you in the beauty of holiness, God. Meet your people where they are, God. Give them strength in this fast that we're giving. I pray right now, Father, that God, that they'll be able to see the Spirit at work beyond their flesh. That God, that they will see their Holy Spirit activating and moving in them. That is my prayer for your people. That they will know that their strength relies in you. And God, their strength that is inside of them is greater than they could ever imagine. That it will move them forward, God. It will carry them. Let your word be manifested in their lives. Yes, God. I prophesy blessings to your people today. I prophesy peace to your people today. This day shall be like never before. That everything will be at ease, Father. That we'll be able to enjoy in the joy of our salvation. That we will be able to smile, God. That our minds will not be bound by the things of our past and our inabilities and what we do not have. But Lord God, that we will see the blessings of what you have given us already and what's to come. Let us enjoy this moment, God, in you. Let us enjoy your presence. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you. We magnify you. We lift you up. We give you glory and we give you honor. We speak life right now. We speak deliverance right now. We speak healing right now. We give you honor, we give you praise. In your darling son, Jesus' name. Hey, God, we praise you. Praise you, Father. Amen and amen. It shall come to pass. Speak strength upon you now. God bless you. You have a blessed day.